You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. This is two nights in a row of complete, I fall down, I think, on the job. And we've neglected to make sure that Garrett, who was celebrating his birthday, was in studio. Your microphone's on. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Will you come up close to it? You've been waiting a while in that green room. That's got to be so frustrating.
A little.
No, not a little. I'm going to go with a whole lot. Do you like waffles?
Not really.
Not really. What do you mean? That's okay. What do you prefer besides waffles?
Pancakes and eggs.
He's another pancakes man, just like Sean, our producer.
I don't dislike pancakes.
I like eggs.
Just for the record, and eggs are great. Yeah. Any breakfast food, I just love breakfast.
Do you like breakfast foods?
He really
does. Yes. What birthday are we celebrating? This is going to be the entire, and we have Jackson with us from the Chicago Nerd Festival, but this is the entire Garrett half hour. Just want you to know.
Nice.
What are your favorite meals? Do you like, see, because if I could have ice cream with every meal, like if I have ice cream before the meal, that would be so much better.
Yeah.
You know why? Life's short, dessert first. I'm not encouraging that. Mom's not like, that's not okay. Does your mom use a waffle maker at home?
No.
Have you ever seen like in a hotel, like they have them like on the buffet and you can like pour all the batter in?
Yeah.
But you don't like eating it, but it is kind of fun to make them, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, because like flipping it over, I don't know, there's like a certain amount of like, ha, I did that to it, that experience. So this is my friend Jackson who is, he's doing this comedy show. They're going to be waffling things. Will it waffle? So do you have any ideas of things that you would like to see melted into a waffle maker?
A pizza.
A pizza.
Yeah.
That's how I think that. See, now then you would like that. If someone said, I'm going to give you a pizza waffle, that's a good experience. Now, how do you waffle a pizza, Jackson?
Well, so I experimented with one once, and when you just put a slice on there, it's not great because the cheese kind of disintegrates. So what mm-hmm. you got to do, you fold it over, maybe put one on top of another, make sort of a calzone almost.
Right.
Yeah, I think I might try waffling some deep dish while I'm here.
Do you like thin crust or deep dish pizza?
Deep dish.
Do you like deep dish better? Yeah. I could see that.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
We're going to take a call. There's a listener on the line who has an idea for something to waffle. Let's see what he's got. All right. All right, Garrett, one second. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What would you like to waffle?
A pair of flip-flops.
Oh.
Garrett,
waffle, flip-flop.
What do you think would happen to a pair of flip-flops if you put them in a waffle maker?
They'll melt.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Mark, is that what you're going for? Is a big waffle? Now, is it because you hate flip-flops? Why do you want to waffle flip-flops?
Well, that's what political candidates accuse each other. He's waffling. He's flip-flopping.
Ooh. We are marrying some ideas there, aren't we? Yeah. Oh, my God. So have you waffled flip-flops?
I have not. And, you know, there are rare few non-food items that I will do, but I think flip-flops is actually a good contender because they're like the perfect kind of consistency and size that mm-hmm. they'll actually fit on the waffle iron and maybe actually do something exciting.
Right.
Maybe it'll marshmallow. Maybe it'll just right, grow.
It'll puff up like that.
Yeah.
Are you getting some ideas, Garrett? Hold on the line, Mark, because we'll see if you win. We are giving a free pizza to one of our listeners. We're also giving a birthday pizza to our friend Garrett, who's in the studio. We have a Lou Malnati's gift card. Since you like deep dish, I think we're going to have to hook you up with that as well. And how about a gift card from Apt Electronics?
Okay.
All right, then. Our friend Steve Shapiro will help you out there for sure. I want to, and again, I want to apologize to you and your mom. How were you planning on staying this late? No.
No,
you had no idea. Well, I will make it worth your while. The best I can, because there's nothing I can do to bring back the time. You know that you were out there. We have Jasmine on the line. Hey, Jasmine, how are you doing?
Enjoying the last month before I have to go back to school.
Are you enjoying the last month before school? Now remember, you've got to. You know what I do during these months, Jasmine, is I take mental pictures of the summer. Because you're going to need that.
I have a whole lot of pictures on my iPad. Just a few weeks ago, I went to see the Tall Ships.
You did. Did you have any favorites?
I got to see this huge, it was like a real pirate ship. It had cannons on it.
Ooh.
So that was pretty awesome.
Did they fire any of the cannons?
No, we didn't get to ride because it was too much money. We just like got on, walked around, and in my case, touch stuff.
Right.
And then just got back off.
See, that's pretty cool. See, I would want to touch everything, too, whether or not vision is an issue. I would want to, because the thing is, like, whether it's the cannons or, like, the really cool accessories on a, have you ever been on a ship like that, Garrett?
No.
No? But do you,
just in case the kid Garrett is wondering. If you've ever seen in the pirate movies that big stereotype wheel, they actually have that.
Oh, the big huge, like that.
Like the wheel that has like spokes coming out of it.
Are the handles wood or do they have brass on them too?
It felt like wood.
It felt like all wood. So I don't know why I imagined brass, but that's it's, you know, that's my own mental picture of it. Jasmine, what do you want to waffle?
I would want a waffle cheese curd.
Cheese curd. Just one big cheese curd waffle.
Because I went to my mom took me to Wisconsin Dells a few weeks ago, and I tried a lot of the fried cheesy, I'm going to be fat when school starts back. And cheese curds are probably the best thing ever, especially when they're warm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be kind of gooey. Have you tried to do just like one thing of cheese?
I have not done too much cheese because I am lactose intolerant. But
it's not about you, Jackson.
I'm actually, sometimes... I literally just Googled cheese curds. To be like, what is this?
Oh, have you never seen cheese curds?
I've seen them on Google now.
Yeah. Oh, being in the Midwest has been very difficult for him.
Oh, where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up in Texas, but I've lived in New York for quite a while.
All right. Cheese.
Yeah. Excuse me, Patty?
Of course, Jasmine.
If you don't mind me asking, since there's, in your words, a lot of nerds in the studio.
Not my words, their words.
Is it nerdy that I'm kind of obsessed with Michael Phelps right now?
Yeah, I think being a nerd means being unironically enthusiastic about something. And if you want to be enthusiastic about Michael Phelps, go for it. He's rocking it.
Follow your bliss.
Unironically enthusiastic.
Yep.
Jasmine, do you have anything else you're unironically enthusiastic about?
Like, what are you...
I know, like, is there something that you know so much about inside and out that you can talk about it?
Yeah. I'm in love with this show, anime show called Dragon Ball Z. And this one character called Cell. I like him. He's cool.
Everybody in the studio nodded and said, oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, but my favorite Dragon Ball Z character is Trunks, which is a problem if yours is Cell, because that's a conflict of interest. but
Garrett,
respect to Cell.
Garrett, do you have any favorites?
I'm more into Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course.
Are you playing that new game that's been going around?
No.
You're not playing Pokemon Go? You like the card game?
He's a purist.
Ooh, I didn't know there were any purists anymore. I'm impressed. So you consider that to be something that you know everything about? You're very enthusiastic.
Yeah. Sorry, I promise this is the last thing.
No, Jasmine, you're fine.
I'm kind of wondering, since there is a kid in the station right now, what's it like in there? I'm just kidding.
Ooh, yes, describe it for us.
A little smaller than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of windows.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a showcase studio.
Probably a lot of buttons, too.
I think that Garrett should try every chair in the studio, though, because I go through to see which one's my favorite. As you notice, we have all different designs. So you can pull that, go over to that blue one, too, if you want to try that out.
I think
you
should try every button.
Every button. Oh, we could totally do that. Okay, when we come back. No. I have a touch screen that that Garrett can do the hotkeys on and see some different stuff. I don't know if I have any sound effects, but we can find out.
Patty?
Yes, Jasmine.
By the way, before I go, I've been thinking about this for a while. I've heard you talk about this thing called burlesque on your show before.
Yes.
Am I too young to know about that? Or is it because there's a kid in the room?
Sean, I think that's a fantastic question. I don't know how the levels to which each one of us can describe it. Would you like to, Cody? Oh, okay. I can Google it if you prefer.
Yeah, I mean, burlesque is basically a cabaret variety entertainment that is...
Highlights the body.
That highlights the physical form. Yeah.
So it's adult dancing?
Sean.
Patty and I both tilted our heads in the exact same angle.
Is it adult? I think there are levels of it that are adult.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be, and I think it's not what the connotation in adult dancing would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? So that specific term, adult dancing. Yeah, it's definitely considered more of an art and is definitely more focused on, I would say, empowerment and also performance and the show aspect of it.
And its origins were more sort of satire, too, because it was an exaggeration of storytelling. And it could be also like a literary or dramatic.
Yeah.
I'm reading the definition.
It's got a bit of clown in it, I would say, too.
So it's not all about looking pretty.
No, because I've seen some that are like sci-fi and are actually some that are like horror burlesque. You know, we can do like... whether it's zombie, there's zombie burlesque.
Yeah. Well, so, we have Plan 9 Burlesque, which is doing nerdy burlesque on Thursdays and also during the Saturday after party.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that sounds cool, and cheese curd waffles were my decision.
Sure. Okay, cheese curd waffle. I'm taking. You know what? I think I have enough. I'm going to give. Just go ahead and give them both a gift card. It's Lou Malnati's.
I don't want to get in trouble. You can use that. Like, I don't want to get in trouble with my grandmother or anything.
Oh, you don't want to get in trouble? Okay, then we won't send you anything, Jasmine. Because I just learned that you're not supposed to be calling us right now. And you and Garrett are up way late. And I apologize to both of you for keeping you awake.
Well, I'm 16, so.
Well. I sense that you're still, if you don't want mail coming to your house from WGN Radio, all right then. Jasmine, thank you for the cheese curd suggestion. And Mark will take that $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. Hang on the line, and Sean will get your information. Go to loumalnati's.com for some of the best pizza in the Chicagoland area with 42 locations all over the place. Plus, you can order it and have it delivered anywhere in the country. I mean, not like hot, Garrett. It would be frozen. Be weird if you like ordered a pizza in California. And you're like waiting for
That's the dream.
Estimated time of delivery, 3 days. More with this after this quick break. And I'm going to pull up my hotkeys and see. And I know that sounds weird. It's the buttons that we use for like, do you want to do music or like sound effects? Do you want to play? What do you want to play around with on my board?
Both.
Okay, I'm going to pull. Yeah. Let's see if I can make that work. More with our guest. We have Garrett celebrating his birthday. And again, my apologies over and over and over again. It's 2 days in a row that I've had to do this. But that's what happens sometimes.
Life happens.
And I know, but it shouldn't happen to Garrett. More after this. Well, you can happen too, but not to Garrett.
I totally understand that.
More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And joining me in studio, can you push this button? Can you hit that red button that says on over guest four right there? This one right there. Just push that one on. And that turns on Cody Melcher's microphone. Say hello to us.
Hi.
And tell us a little bit about why you're here tonight.
I am here to talk about the Chicago Nerd Comedy Festival that is happening at Stage 773 on Belmont Avenue this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, August 11th through 14th.
Excellent. And that was it all ages, by the way, if Garrett wanted to go?
There are definitely shows that are all ages. There's a rating system online if you go to stage773.com/CNCF shows. We have the rating system there, so you can kind of pick and choose however you feel. But yeah, we've got a lot of shows that are definitely for all ages.
Excellent. And will you push, I think he's on the guest number two, that one right there. Yeah. Let's see. Is that yours, Jackson?
I believe so. I saw
Excellent.
A red light come
Thank
on.
Thank you, Garrett. Well done. See, so when we push these buttons on my board, this is kind of it looks like a control panel for a plane, doesn't it? A little bit.
It's a little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
So that is Jackson Bird. Tell us a little bit about your how we can find you on social media and your videos on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube, basically type in my name, Jackson Bird or Will It Waffle, and you'll find me on there. And everywhere else, I am Jack is not a bird.
Wait, Jack is not a bird?
Yes.
All right, then. Okay.
He is not.
And he's performing this Friday night at 10 o'clock. At Stage 773 for Will It Waffle.
Friday at 7. He's performing Friday at 7, and then he's also on several other shows on Saturday. He is on Geek Show, which is Aaron Amendola's nerdy, talky variety show. It's a talk show. He's also going to be a guest on Just the Facts, which we were talking about earlier with Stephen Lyons. So a lot of it's all on Saturday. And then he's also going to be moderating some panels and teaching a YouTube workshop on Sunday that will be a way for people who want to get better at YouTube or just start off on YouTube and learning how to make videos and also learn how to do YouTube better.
Yep.
Do you YouTube, Garrett?
Sometimes.
Have you ever put a video on YouTube?
No.
Me neither. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Well, you can come to
my workshop. Yeah.
Okay, I should come to your workshop. There you go. So in addition to the many technological things I can't do, I just recently learned how to use this. These are my hotkeys. So this is a touch screen. So when you touch something, the listeners can, you'll hear it through your headphones too. So you can pick, see how these sounds? Is there anything that looks kind of interesting that you might want to see what it sounds like? You can push any of those blue buttons. Just anything. There you go.
All right.
There you go. I always worry about horses when you go horseback riding. Pick any of the buttons.
Right.
You can play a whole bunch of them if you want. They're quick. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice tap dancing.
Yeah,
there you go.
Nice.
And then if you want to stop it, you can just hit it again and it'll stop. Boom.
That's some talent.
Anything else you like? Get them.
Yeah.
See, that's always my biggest fear is to, like, do stand-up comedy. Can you grab some, are there headphones over there for Grandma? Grandma's hanging out. I don't want to just call you Grandma. What's your name? Gene is hanging out too, so I want to make sure you're able to hear the sound effects that we're playing here. All right, go ahead and pick anything else. Let's see what we got here. Oh, it's a different rim shot. Oh. There you go. Anything else you like? You can do them all. We got time. We're celebrating Garrett's birthday, and I love the sound effects. Do you want to, let me know when you want to try music. Do you want to switch to music?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go through here. So I go to, this is my index button. Those of you watching on WGNradio.com live stream. So we can push, these are my, this is my music choices. You want to pick one of those buttons and see which one, what we have there. So there's some of my, any, do you know, recognize any of those? Or do you want to play any of them? See what they, if you don't recognize them, maybe it's even more fun to learn.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Oh, everybody's happy.
Smooth.
It's a little T-Rex. You like that? Do you play any musical instruments?
I'm going to play the clarinet this year.
You're going to play the clarinet? Is that by choice?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
A lot of musicians start on the clarinet. Yeah, that's one of my favorite instruments. It's a beautiful instrument. So if you want to stop the song, you go ahead and do it. And you are a DJ right now. You play anything you want. I like that one.
Okay. You got good taste, Garrett.
There we go. And we can also go through different letters, too. Anything you want. There we go. Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
A little rush.
We're getting a little funky. All right.
Gene, do you listen to any other shows throughout the day at WGN? Do you listen to any of the other shows? Yeah, you can go ahead and grab that.
Sometimes in the morning. And, of course, all Cub games.
All Cub games? Mm. Well, here, I have. We can go through the index if you want to see, hear some of the stuff from Steve Cochran. So do you listen to Steve Cochran's show?
Sometimes. I'm not usually up at this time of the morning.
I like that she said morning.
Is there anything? By the way, Garrett, stop me if you see anything you want to check out. Like Nick D's audio. He has a lot of good stuff. Good. There you go. Let's see what the other things are. Mm-hmm. Music bumps. Here we go. Press anything you want.
Oh, nice.
So one of the reasons that we have this screen is sometimes music can set the tone to a show. And by the way, I don't have to turn that off. I can leave it down while we're talking like that. And you go ahead and press anything you want while we talk. We set the tone sometimes. It's sort of a mood setter, or sometimes it reflects something we were talking about. Press it again because I think it didn't take. There it is. More Red Hot Chili. You a fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers? No? See, now I don't know a lot of music. So can you do me a favor and press? I don't know Rob Zombie. Do you? I'm not a bit. You don't know? Do you like Rob Zombie? Is it bad?
No, I'm aware of Rob Zombie. Yeah. That's why I was laughing.
What is that? What's it called?
Oh, a theremin.
A theremin.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a theremin.
I don't know if it was a theremin.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sort of a bit more synthetic.
A little more synthetic.
Yeah, it was probably a synth.
And then you can there you go. A little REM. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things you want to check out? Because go ahead. Any other music? We are celebrating Garrett's birthday, and we made him wait for an extraordinary amount of time in the green room. We didn't know he was here, and I apologize. I wish we had, like, some stuff to give you besides... we got gift cards from Apt Electronics and a Lou Malnati's gift card to celebrate your birthday. Oh, yeah.
Good timing.
He's got the gift.
That's perfect. I got to tell you something else we do a lot every night. Garrett, you don't ever crank call anybody, do you?
Not yet.
Not yet. What do you mean, not yet? It sounds like you have plans.
Yeah.
Who do you imagine crank calling? You can crank call this show all you want. I think you've earned that right.
Yeah. Yeah, save this number.
That's awesome. So what are you doing? What else have you done to celebrate your birthday?
I'm going to Six Flags with my friend soon.
Cool. Do you have a favorite ride there? Mm-hmm. You don't want to.
Goliath.
I've never been on the Goliath. I heard it's a good one. I've not been on the Raging Bull. Do you like the wooden ones, like the Viper and American Eagle?
Yeah.
And how about the water park? Do you do that?
I've never gone.
You never? That's all right. Because who wants to be wet when you're going on a ride? Go ahead, push anything.
Hey. He loves comedy.
I like that he likes the rim shot. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of like this one, too. That is a big cat.
Oh, I was like, what?
We all thought, yeah.
I thought it was like a submarine motorcycle. I have no idea.
Oh. Now, Garrett's letting you know he's coming through the studio on his bike.
There you
That's go. Going right through.
Or clown.
Exactly.
A big ding-dong.
A big ding-dong. See, when you have one of those, if you have this, you might need this, right?
That was a good time.
So you can combine any of them too. That's what I by the way, try this one right here. Will you try that one for me? That's what I sound like when I drink a Slurpee. That's John Craig having his.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, at the same time. Look at that on top of each other. Yeah, this is our board that we tried. And I don't use this as much because I mostly use it this way. I mostly sit here and go, I wonder what this one sounds like.
Yeah.
How about this one? You want to try that one? I kind of like that. See, it's the goofiness on Pretty Late. There you go. Not too bad. So when do you start school again?
On Monday.
Oh, you start on Monday. What is your birthday? Did it already pass or is it coming up?
It already passed.
It already passed. While you were waiting in the green room? How long? You actually celebrated a whole nother birthday. Exactly. Wah, wah. I know. I kind of wish I was able to like put you on the next show as well, but it's late and Grandma Jean's been hanging out. Where do you live?
In Mundelein.
Okay, let's get them home. Esmeralda, how are the roads to Mundelein?
Clear,
please.
And if instruction.
Do not get in this family's way. They've been here for a while, and they've got a ride back. All right,